The 250-mile-long line has had more than its share of controversy, and that's part of the reason for the dramatically increased cost. The American Transmission Company's board of directors was told Friday it will now cost almost $400 million to build this line, including the 12-mile Minnesota segment. That's up from $215 million approved by the State Public Service Commission just last year. A news release cites more expensive environmental safeguards, increased payments to landowners, new construction materials, and a two-year delay for the added expenses. Transmission line critic Steve Hinneker with the Citizens Utility Board is accusing ATC of hiding costs when it applied for its permit before the State Public Service Commission.
Given what's happened, I think that this is an indictment of this Public Service Commission. I think it shows that they never took public concerns or comments seriously. This shows in every way how bad this Public Service Commission is in its ability to be objective with utility matters.
In spite of the increased cost, the ATC board voted unanimously to continue to build the 345-kilovolt line. That also doesn't surprise Hinneker.
They voted themselves a raise. The more money they spend, the more money they earn. That's the way it works for them. So they simply said, boy, we're going to build this project, and it's going to cost more than we ever dreamed it would, which means that we earn a bigger return on this whole project.
ATC says it will go back to the Public Service Commission for approval. The PSC's Anne-Marie Newman says the cost increase is unusual.
This is certainly a significant deviation of the costs that were filed for in the original project. Wisconsin hasn't seen a project of this magnitude in decades, so we're simply going to have to reevaluate the new information that we have.
It could take until next summer for a decision from the PSC. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.